The Central Valley has struggled with a long list of health care issues for decades. Now, with the opening of the Valley's first and only pharmacy school in Clovis just weeks ago, instructors and students hope to make a dent in the problem and attract more healthcare professionals to the region. FM89's Deanna Aguilera explains how one young man plans to help by giving back to the community he calls home.
Meet 25-year-old Jose Vera. Ever since Vera was young, there was one thing that always sparked his imagination.
Just always curious. Just the medicine was always kind of something that interested me. When you go see the doctor, you get medication, and then a week or so, a couple days, you're better. And it's just always wanted to understand that more.
His fascination with health started while growing up in Ivanhoe, a small rural town in Tulare County.
I've just always been interested. I was always like playing soccer in the streets, and it was right next to a pharmacy and a primary care office.
Just like in many places throughout the state, there's a huge need for pharmacists in the San Joaquin Valley. When Vera realized this, he knew this was the path he wanted to go in.
I know that I'm needed heavily here. It's just a huge demand, right? And I can have the biggest contribution if I stay here.
After graduating from Fresno State, Vera now forms part of the inaugural class of the Valley's first pharmacy school. The one-of-a-kind university in the Valley aims to help transform pharmacy into a primary care profession. Just a few days ago, I drove to the California Health Sciences University campus in Clovis and met up with Jose Vera during one of his classes.
So hydrophilic nature of drug A predominates.
When I got there, he and his partners were wrapping up a team quiz.
So I agree with A. What do you guys think?
We then walked to the cafeteria just in time for lunch. As we sat surrounded by other classmates, Vera says he's happy to be one step closer to his goals and hopes that one day he can give back to the community that watched him grow up.
I know that everyone from the Hispanic community that speaks Spanish, they don't feel comfortable speaking to a doctor that doesn't speak Spanish, right? Just they feel like they don't understand them. So I want to be that pharmacist slash primary care, right, that can help them, that can make them feel comfortable and just give them the best treatment that they can possibly receive.
Vera's journey has not been an easy one. It's been marked by sacrifices and determination. He says he learned it from his dad.
My father is an agriculture farm worker. To this day, he still works. He wakes up every morning, goes and works, comes back, and that's the reason why I keep pushing. Just seeing him be a hard worker kind of translated as myself, being a hard worker and being motivated.
The dean of pharmacy at the school, David Hawkins, says students like Vera can also pursue an academic career in pharmacy. He says there's a shortage of teachers in pharmacy in the Valley.
So you take someone like Jose that already has a lot of research experience, who has a burning desire to pursue more research. He has a very high level of curiosity. So if we can get people like him to go through our program to get their doctorate degree and then go on and do postgraduate residencies, then they're prepared to go into a faculty position.
School has only been in session for a few weeks, and Hawkins says Vera has already made his mark.
We'd like to get Jose here, in fact, on our faculty in the future.
Have you told him that at all?
I haven't told him that yet.
Before the pharmacy school was open, Vera struggled, debating whether to go the medical route or the pharmacy route. But when he heard about the school's program, he knew it would be the right fit, especially since state law now regards pharmacists as healthcare providers.
It was just a great option with all the legislation that just happened, how pharmacists are now going to primary care. It's in my own backyard, and it was like, this is timing is everything, right? Pharmacy and primary care. I was like, wow, that's what I always wanted to do, and it's here in my backyard.
And students don't just learn about medicine. They can get the chance to do research, too.
So this is a research lab. It's brand new. Still smells brand new, and this is where I really enjoy putting in time just because I love research a lot.
Vera started working in labs in community college and has researched topics including bird migration and stem cells. Now, he's focusing on something dear to his heart.
So obviously I'm from the rural community, so this is another way I can contribute to them. So just learning more about how the pesticides are causing neurological damage and early cell death, which leads to Parkinson's disease, autism, and Alzheimer's, right?
He hopes his research will ultimately help improve the health of those out in the field, especially in Central California.
There's a lot of stories. My father, very fortunately, has not. He doesn't work on the pesticide aspect of the agricultural field, but I know that there's a lot of people being exposed to pesticides, especially farm workers.
Guided by professors, Vera plans on starting his research project in a few weeks. While others dream of carrying out their healthcare professions in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, Vera says there's only one place he sees himself working in the future.
It's not an option for me to leave. It's like, why would I leave? I wouldn't accomplish my goals. I have goals, right, to return to the rural communities in Fresno and Tulare County.
Vera and the other 73 students are expected to graduate in 2018. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.